In the mid-1990s, hospitals got a wake-up call. The EPA singled out the healthcare industry as among the worst industrial polluters, and the way hospitals disposed of medical waste was largely to blame. It was, to say the least, bad PR. Laura Brannon is executive director of Hospitals for a Healthy Environment, a group that advocates environmental sustainability in the healthcare sector, and she remembers it as the beginning of the greening of healthcare.
There were two reports that went to Congress, the mercury report to Congress and the dioxin assessment, and both reports identified the healthcare sector as leading sources of mercury and dioxin emissions, respectively, to the environment. And, you know, the fact that mercury and dioxin are both very, very toxic chemicals directly related to human health, and healthcare were among the largest contributors of those pollutants, was a pretty big problem.
A decade later, hospitals are still connecting the dots between ecological health and human health and working toward cleaning up their act. At Pitt County Memorial Hospital in Greenville, administrators recently earned national recognition for their efforts to eliminate mercury from their facilities. Mercury is a potent neurotoxin that affects the central nervous system and can cause neurological damage to fetuses. To illustrate the enormity of the effort, Hospital Safety Director Barry Watkins planted a stake tied with balloons on Highway 264 East, right around Farmville.
Those balloons were 11 and a half miles out from here, and that is the distance that if we were to lay all of these bulbs that we've recycled since January of 2006 end to end, the bulbs that we've recycled and kept out of our landfills would extend to those balloons.
That's 11 and a half miles of mercury-containing light bulbs alone. The hospital has also replaced everything from fever thermometers to thermostats to blood pressure arm cuffs, even esophageal dilator tubes. Eliminating a known neurotoxin from hospitals was an obvious place to start, but it didn't stop there. The green movement in healthcare has extended its reach to the anatomy of the hospital itself. The benchmark for green building in a typical office space is a rating system called Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED. But making a hospital green isn't like building a green office building. Hospitals are different. For starters, they operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And unlike the average office building, they have strong relationships to their communities, with mission statements that emphasize health and healing. Because of these special considerations, the American Society of Hospital Engineers came up with its own tool for sustainable building, called the Green Guide for Healthcare, which puts a strong emphasis on ensuring human health. Now, Laura Brannon wants to go beyond protecting the environment. She wants hospitals to consider how the environment is connected to the rising burden of diseases like cancer, asthma, diabetes, endometriosis, and obesity.
Many of these kinds of diseases where there are, you know, kind of rising disease rates are connected to environmental health. And so where we can have a research agenda in healthcare to understand the environment's connection to health, that just makes sense that, you know, if we find that using toxic cleaners have an impact on asthma rates or, you know, the materials that we choose in our buildings have an impact on, you know, respiratory issues, then, you know, healthcare should be a leader in that kind of research agenda and providing that kind of information back to the community.
That's the sound of a Duke Life Flight chopper revving up for takeoff. The chopper is an icon of modern emergency medicine, and the roof it lands on at Duke North Hospital is also symbolic. It represents the next stage of the green movement in healthcare. The helicopter landing pad was moved to this spot last spring. In order to accommodate the high winds of helicopter rotators, the entire roof had to be replaced. But rather than dump it in a landfill, Duke Medical Center decided to reuse the roofing. The stone was moved to Duke Forest and used for road stabilization. The roof insulation was salvaged and used to re-roof two other buildings at Duke. Tim Pinniger is a construction project manager at Duke Medicine, and he says the helipad recycling project shows just how far the greening of healthcare has come, from an earth-friendly crusade to a movement that's also about the bottom line.
For the first time, actually having some numbers, like, you know, saving $30,000 in landfill tipping fees, keeping 715 tons of solid waste out of the landfill, preventing 2,200 miles of dump truck travel. I mean, those are real numbers. I mean, the retail value that insulation we salvaged was about $133,000. So this is the first time I actually had, you know, something beyond just a good feeling about what we're doing. We actually have some numbers to support just how much of an impact this can have.
The connection between Duke's roof recycling effort and human health may not be as clear-cut as mercury elimination. But to Tim Pinneger, it makes perfect sense. All the money Duke saved on their recycled helipad?
Then that's a couple million dollars. It looks a whole lot better invested in a cancer cure than sacrificed prematurely on a roof.
Today at Duke Medicine, surplus medical equipment is being sent to a hospital in Uganda, and excess kitchen grease is being used for biodiesel. In Greenville, the East Carolina Heart Institute is under construction. It will include a stormwater collection system, metered energy use, erosion control, and water-efficient landscaping. All of these efforts point to a future in which healthcare facilities can be green, not just from the inside out, but from the ground up. Katie Barron, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.